At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Henderson pokes one past Suarez. Brilliantly sliced inside the bag. It brings in another run. And the extra base hits keep on coming for Gunnar Henderson. Now five games in a row with an extra base hit. He scores Holliday, shoots Westberg to third, and makes it 4-0.
That's courtesy of Masson, my man Kevin Brown. By the way, that's a career first for Gunnar Henderson. Five consecutive games with at least one extra base hit is a career high for him. He achieved that yesterday. Gunnar Henderson last year, tremendous season. He had 37 home runs, 92 RBI, an OPS. He finished with 993. If you remember, at one point, it was over 1,000 last year. But he had 31 doubles. This year, Gunnar Henderson, 14 home runs, OPS of 821. The home runs has brought that OPS total down, but he already has 29 doubles. 29. He's two doubles shy of last year's total. Ed, are you concerned about the home run numbers?
No, because one thing I do know is when you have, and look at his extra base, he's had 29 doubles and four triples and 14 homers. To me, when someone is hitting double, like Adley was a big doubles hitter. He still is. I mean, he's got 16 for the year. But when people, those doubles, they turn into home runs. It's just a matter of whatever's, you know, maybe wrong. Gunnar may still be, you know, ailing a little bit. He's still got an on-base percentage of 352. You talked about the doubles already. He's leading the team in hits. He's leading the team in average. And those doubles, they count. And they count as power. You know, that is, to me, that's a display of power. May not be clearing the fence all the time, but those things do turn into home runs pretty quickly. And I'm not concerned. I'm happy to see he's got all these extra base hits.
If you want to use an example of doubles turning into home runs, in 2013, Manny Machado had 51 doubles and 14 home runs.
Mm-hmm.
He got injured halfway through the season in 2014, but he came back in 2015 and bounced back. He went from 51 doubles in the full season. He played, he only had 30 doubles and 2 years later, but his home runs went from 14 to 35.
Yeah.
So they went up. Then 37, then 33, and 37 again. So he became that home run hitter. He's already shown Gunnar the ability to hit home runs, but I say this to people all the time, because people assess things and challenge people, but you can always try this yourself. Take a bat, 32-ounce bat, go outside, and swing without using your core. You had a core injury at the beginning of the season.
Yep.
Now, you can come back and play with that, but doesn't mean it's 100%.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not hitting home runs without all the power from your core. I think his home run total has nothing to do with doubles to turn into home runs. I think it's, and they might, some of these doubles might turn into home runs. Mm-hmm. I think it's more of the fact that he's playing not 100%.
Yeah.
This is a 2-month heel injury, and he has not done that.
No, and not only that, but keep in mind, doubles, to me, it's a great statistic, because I always like to watch who is doing really well in doubles production, because they lead to runs. It's a run scoring hit. You know, you score somebody from first with a double. You're in scoring position if you're on base with a double. I watch a lot, and you look at the people with his 29 doubles. He's tied with a couple of others. You know who's ahead of him with like 30 names? You know, Pete Alonso with the Mets, Matt Olson of Atlanta, Manny Machado. They have 30. And then you go up to 30, you know, Bobby Witt Jr. is leading with 37 and Bo Bichette with 35. But Gunnar is right there. He's top 10. He's probably top 5, because these guys are, they're all tied for sixth and ninth. That's the way they run it here, where he was officially tied for ninth because so many guys are tied, you know, for fourth and the like. He's at the top of the league as far as doubles production. And if you look at like Bobby Witt Jr., 17 home runs, 4 triples. What is he going to have? 14 home runs, 4 triples. I mean, he has the production. He's doing well.
And the thing about it for me is that Gunnar Henderson this year has overcompensated for the home runs in a positive way. He's become a better defender. He's scored and made plays on hustle plays, on focus plays. He's overcompensating over the fact that he can't hit home runs. Sometimes overcompensation is bad because it means you're doing too much. He's not doing that. He's showing you that he's a complete ball player this year. That's what he's introducing himself as, a complete ball player. That play that he scored from second base on the pass ball. How many players in baseball do that?
Mm-hmm.
Ellie De La Cruz?
Yeah, right.
Bobby Witt Jr.? Yep. There are only a few players in the game that are going to make that play. So he's reminding us that he's one heck of a ball player. So next year when he comes back and he's healthy and he gets that pop back in his bat, he becomes that 35 home run plus guy and still does those other things. I said it before when he was a rookie. Gunnar Henderson has best player in baseball potential. He has it.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not he fully sees that potential is not always based on what he doesn't do. Other players around him may get that much better. Somebody may come to the league that much better. But he has best player in the league potential. And I think everything other than the power, he's showing it this year. He has 16 stolen bases in 20 attempts. You know, he doesn't get thrown out a lot. You know, he has 48 stolen bases over his career in 60 attempts.
Yeah.
That's tremendous.
Mm-hmm.
So he's showing the ability to just do everything in the game of baseball that you need to do. And I'm with you. I am not worried about this power whatsoever. The power will come.
Yeah. He's still hitting. I mean, he's hitting. He had great on-base percentage. He's hitting for power. Doesn't have a lot of home runs, but he still has double-digit home runs. So, I mean, he'll end the season with 20-something. That's great. It's fine. It was going to end with, like, you know, 38 doubles and 20 home runs. That's a really good season. I'm not really worried about it at all. See, on-base percentage is over 350. Yeah, give me that.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.